1652. Like all the Saxon children, Leibniz sorts through leaves. Today, he's with his mother, stiffly dressed. They sit beneath a sycamore, and he selects eligible leaves for her to hold together in a small bouquet. Yellow, green, and brown, a single red one. A few of the yellows stippled with green like drops of ink seeped into a handkerchief. He's six, and his father died this year. His mother can't manage all the leaves and lets some go, which Leibniz doesn't notice. Then, absent-mindedly, she takes a desiccated one he's offering and lets it go, and he is furious. Yes, yes, she says, and takes it up, and a few minutes later makes the same mistake. These desiccated leaves are small, clenched hands, but the ones she likes, the ones anyone would choose, are rubbery and strong and as big as Leibniz's head. She fans his face with their collection, a little tickle, a bit of tenderness. He smiles, and looking toward her, reaches for the ground. He checks his purchase on the leaf he'd seen and holds it by himself. Curiosity and certainty collide. He knows he was making something patterned, something whole, not what it was, and now it's gone.